This recording is being made on Easter Saturday, the 23rd of April 2011. And this is a conversation with my mum. Her name is Kathleen Diane Ramsey. And when were you born, mum?
I was born on the 14th of January 1937.
Right, okay. I'll ask you the same question I asked Dad just to kick us off then. What's your earliest memory?
My earliest memory was living in 8 Olive Road in Dartford, and I had a friend called Doris Windybank who I used to play with.
Yeah.
And my dad used to bring in little chicks and ducks, and I remember on the floor looking after them, and some of them died, and I was very upset.
Oh, how old would you have been then?
About 3.
Oh, so both of you can remember quite far back. Well, that's quite an interesting one. And where did Doris Windybanks feature in this? Was she there with the chicks then? You remember playing with her?
No, she just lived a few doors along, and right. She became friendly with me, and she had very bad eyes, actually.
Okay.
She had to wear glasses, and we just became very good friends.
Yeah. And you were born in Dartford, is that right?
Yes, 8 Olive Road, Dartford, near Dartford Heath.
Right. And you was actually born in the house?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And what's... So coming after that, what's your second memory? What's the next thing?
Going to school when I was 5.
Yeah.
And being unhappy the first day, but after that I really settled down and enjoyed it.
And you would have been 5 then, would you?
Yes. I remember having little camp beds which we used to lay on in the afternoon and have a sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we used to have pictures to colour. And if my paper was creased in any way, I didn't like it. I just had to be just flat and nice.
And what sort of lessons would you have had then, do you think? Would you have had lessons as such? Or?
No, more play, and don't remember lessons much when I was 5.
No. When did you start to learn your letters?
That's more when I went to the when I moved to 19 Howard Road and went to a school, another school,
yeah.
And then obviously I was older, and then we started to learn the alphabet and whatever.
Why did you move to 19 Howard Road?
My mum and dad got divorced when I was 5, and they separated obviously, and that's when I went to stay with my nan and my great aunt.
Right, and that was that address, was it?
Yes.
What do you think of those times?
They were very kind to me, especially my great aunt, who hadn't had any children.
Mm.
My gran had had 10 children, so obviously feeling tired. But my great aunt was really good to me, and I loved her dearly, and she looked after me. I think I was probably the child she never had at that time.
Yeah.
So we got on so well, and I was very happy.
What was her name?
That was Aunt Harriet, that's my gran's sister.
Right. I don't know much about Aunt Harriet. What did she look like?
Well, obviously she was old when I went to stay there.
Yeah.
They were both old when I went to stay there.
Yeah.
Because, she wasn't a bit like my gran to look at, but as I say, she hadn't had any children, so she sort of put all her affections on me, which it was really nice. I've had a happy childhood, really.
Mm.
Obviously, missing her dad, but apart from that, I was okay.
Yeah. Was she very tall? Or?
No, she was quite short.
Quite short?
Yeah, she wasn't. My gran was a big lady, but she wasn't quite so big.
Right.
And my gran had had 10 children, so.
Yeah. And what was your gran's name?
Her name was Maud.
Oh, right. I didn't know that. Is that a full name? Do you know, do you remember she had a middle name?
Maud Lillian, her name was.
Okay. And what's the surname of these people?
Blackman.
Mrs. Blackman,
yes.
So that's your mum's maiden name,
yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
What about your, so what happened to her husband? What would have been your grandfather?
Well, he died before I was born, so I don't really know too much about him. I know he played in the brass band in Dartford.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what instrument he played, but he always played in the band.
Right.
And... as I say, I don't know too much about him because he died before I was born.
Yeah.
So.
What was his name, Rob?
I'm not sure of his name. Don't know much about him at all.
No,
really.
So he was quite a distant figure
in
your life then, really. Was he spoken of very much?
My mum used to talk about him a lot because I do think he had a drink problem, and she used to be a bit scared when he came home. He was a lovely person when he wasn't drunk, apparently, but when he drank, it changed him, and a bit scary when he came home.
So she loved him, but he was a bit sort of Jekyll and Hyde.
He was a lovely man when he wasn't drunk, but when he drank, it changed his character. That's all I really know about him, really.
Okay. So when you went to live with your nan and your Aunt Harriet, where was your mum at this time?
Well, my mum came to live with us, obviously.
Yeah.
We had the front bedroom. And then she got a job in the Southern Hospital in Dartford, working for the soldiers that got wounded in the war. And so I didn't see too much of my mum at that time because it was a full-time job.
Yeah.
But I had lots of cousins around me, which I used to play with. And
No, it's all right. It's just a conversation. Relax. Look, you're not on. It's not 20 questions.
Yeah, I had a cousin, Jill, who was 2 years younger than me, but we used to get on so well. And she only lived a few doors away, so obviously we saw a lot of each other. And then I had some other cousins lived opposite, my auntie Liney and all her children. So I was never actually really lonely.
No, you did have a lot of people around, didn't you?
But I've always hated being an only one.
Yeah.
Would have loved brothers and sisters.
Yeah. And so your mum was one of 10 children, is that right?
She was the youngest, out of 10,
can
yes.
Can you name the 10?
I had uncle Sid, and an uncle Elf that got killed in the First World War. And then there's Auntie Alice, Auntie Liney, Auntie Edie. I can't remember. Auntie Annie. And then I had another one, which I can't remember her name, because we didn't see too much of her. But, and an Uncle Bill. That's my mum's brother. So quite a big family. And then I had lots of cousins on my dad's side, but obviously I don't know them too well. I remember them, but I don't know anything about them since they've grown up.
Did you sort of lose contact with them, or did you have
I knew about them until I was 5. Obviously we used to go out and see them and everything, but after that I didn't know. Don't know what's happened to them.
What was your first house like? Did you like the house?
Yes, I did. It was a council house, but it was really nice.
Yeah.
It just had 2 bedrooms and a nice kitchen and a garden, and the back gate led out onto a big field, which was lovely. And we had good neighbours. And I was happy there.
And then what did you think of the other house? Although I suppose it was...
Well, when we went to Howard Road, obviously it wasn't so big.
Sort of a difficult situation.
It was cosy, but it wasn't big.
Yeah.
And my gran had a shed in the back garden, which